Hello, you're listening to WMFO, that's Tufts University Freeform Radio, on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. And I'm Lucy Moen, and this is Naive Melodies. I'm your host for the next hour. I hope everyone's having a great Tuesday. The weather outside is nice. I think it's that part of the year, spring, when things are nice out again, or at least I'm hoping, at least for a little bit, although I think that we're having some cold days coming soon. I'll go ahead and play my first song. This is Haiti by Arcade Fire. That was Haiti by Arcade Fire. Yes, I don't know, like that one a lot. It's very it's very good. That one is really interesting. It's one of those ones that it sounds, you maybe have a rough idea of what you think is happening during the song, or lyrically, and then you kind of look deeper at the lyrics, and you realize it's like much darker. It's about Haiti in like the 60s and just a very, very awful ruler at the time and what life was like for the Haitian citizens as her name escapes me, Regine, in Arcade Fire, other lead singer, Wynn Butler's wife, which is a terrible way to describe her, but just to give you the idea of who she is, her family is from Haiti, and her parents left, and so this is a song that's very personal for her. In fact, at one point you can hear her, there's like a click during the song, and it's because she didn't record it in the studio initially, because she really wanted to just be like alone, so she recorded it alone in the bathroom. Very personal song, a great one in my opinion, and this next song is Lucky. I don't know how to pronounce, it's so funny, I realize I don't actually know how to pronounce the artist. It's D-E-H-D, Dead, perhaps, I'm not really sure. I just heard this song for the first time, like, a day ago. But it's great, and the music video is super cool too, so I recommend checking that out. Lucky to have people in my life with the power to break my heart. That was Lucky, and now this next one, my father, when I sent him that song in the music video, my dad loved it, and he told me I should play a Foxygen song right after, so here we go.
When the doctor thought he caught you, then you weaseled. destructed me.
Alright, so what I've got next is a song called Memory by Preoccupations. It is 11 minutes though, and I do not want to play the whole thing on air for you today. I believe the whole thing is fantastic. You should watch as much of it, or watch and well, listen to it as much as you're willing to, but also the music video I think is so beautiful. I'm going to play, there's in my mind three main chunks to this song. I'm going to play the second section of it. I think that might be my favorite part of the song, but the entire song as a whole together is really beautiful. So this is about 3 minutes of an 11-minute song. This is the, you know, interlude, perhaps, if you want to call it that, but it's really beautiful, and the bass line is awesome.
We'll be right back.
So yes, that is the middle section of Memory Beat by Preoccupations. I recommend checking out the whole thing. I think that the whole thing together is a really beautiful, interesting song, and the music video, especially that last part, is kind of haunting, but it's great. And this next song is Mind by Talking Heads. Alright, that was Mine by Talking Heads, and this next song is from the 2009 album Good Evening by Night Jewel. This is What Did He Say?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, so that was What Did He Say by Night Jewel. In case you're wondering, that ending bit is, like, intentional. It's supposed to sound kind of distorted. Maybe you knew that, but for me, one of the first times I listened to the song in full was when I was showering, and I was like, oh, my phone is, like, busted. Like, my phone's, something's going on, or, like, Spotify's being weird, like, all this kind of thing. And, like, instantly went to that as being the problem, and then became aware that that was not the case. I don't know. So yeah, that was intentional. The studio is good. So don't even worry about it. Yeah. And this next song is for my mom. Mom, I love you. This song is Outstanding by The Gap Band.
Outstanding. Girl, you knock me out. Inside me, I'm so excited.
So that was Outstanding by the Gap Band for my mom. Mom, I love you. And this next song is Modern Girl by Sleater-Kinney. Yeah, I mean, maybe we can say it's for International Women's Day. That wasn't why I added it to the cue list. But you know what? Let's just say that's the reason. I think it's a more fun reason than me just adding it because I liked it. So yeah, this is Modern Girl by Sleater-Kinney. Alright, so that was Modern Girl by Sleater-Kinney, showed to me by my older brother, Jack Millman. Big fan of him, obviously. I love him a whole lot, and very proud of him always. Yeah, and I am not going to play a song right now. I'm actually going to play a PSA. So, you know, everyone's favorite part is the PSA, of course. So, here we go. Here's a PSA. I know you guys have been waiting for it. Here we go.
Hi, this is Joe Elliott from Def Leppard for Rad. Planning on going out and having a party? Great, have a lot of fun. But do me a big favour and don't blow it. Always choose a designated driver. Remember, music lives. You should too.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
Thank you so much to the Ad Council for that PSA, and give it up for WMFO for being super conscious of your safety here. Yeah, we're a radio station that cares about you. Yes. Yeah. I feel the need to comment after I play a PSA about like what was just played. I mean, I feel like this is very self-explanatory. Like, if you drink and drive, you suck. Like, you are a bad person. That's like, I also, like, I kind of feel like that's almost an objective truth. If someone tells you otherwise, no, they're wrong. Like, you can try to do some kind of, like, I guess, like, I don't know. Like, you know, sometimes I just play these PSAs and they're just, like, super, like, I'm glad I play them, and that's what we do. We do that here. But, like, I don't know. Like, I feel like that's not, I hope that wasn't new news to anyone. I highly doubt that that was new for anyone. Like, yeah, don't drink and drive. Like, it's a bad thing to do. Yeah. All right, this next song is for my grandmother, Grams. If you do not know, I do a dedication for my grandma, Grams, every single week. And this one is for her. This is Dreaming by Blondie. I love this one. I love my grandmother. I love you, Grams. Very proud of her always. And I miss her a whole lot. Yeah, so this is for the shrimp herself. This is for Gramsy. Dreaming by Blondie. Alright, that was Dreaming by Blondie for my grandmother, Grams. Grams, love you. And this next song is, well, you know, which one do I want to play? I'm trying to think. I think I'm going to play Slug Song by The Clean. So this is that.
Thank you. You're mine. You're mine. Goodbye.
That was Slug Song by The Clean. And this next one is, it's one I haven't heard in a while, but I'm going to play it. Playing it for my friend Hannah. Hannah Lolly, this one's for you. This is Before the World Was Big by Girlpool. That was Before the World Was Big by Girlpool, and this next song might be my last song. I think this, I'm not sure about timing yet. I think this is going to be my last song just because I don't want to, I'd rather go a little bit under than go a little bit over. I want to make sure that the guy who comes after me has plenty of time to set up and, you know, have his show going, which you should tune in for. It's Global Grooves with Jake Rubenstein. Awesome stuff. Love it. So I would recommend continuing to listen. So I'm going to play UK by Black Marble, and then we'll see where we are on time. But I think this will be the last song of the show. That was UK by Black Marble. My older brother showed that one to me again. Yeah, he showed me a lot of music. He's probably responsible for a good chunk of my music taste, which I think is a good thing. I'm assuming if you're listening, you also think that's a good thing, but we'll see. And yeah, that's going to be the end of my show. I don't want to push it and then, you know, go over time. I don't think that's a very cool act. But I would 100% recommend continuing to tune in if you're listening right now. The show after mine is awesome. It's Global Grooves. Lots of good stuff coming. Super, it's a lot of fun stuff. And I really enjoyed listening to it, you know, on my walk back to my dorm room, to class, you know, wherever I'm going after my show. So seriously, please check it out. And also, Tuesday in general is a super stacked day on the station. I think every day is good. I'm a little bit biased about Tuesday. I think Tuesday has the best stuff. I'm gonna say it, Tuesday's got great stuff. My roommate's got a show at 6 a.m. you gotta check out if you're awake then. My friends Eli and Silas got a show at 9 p.m. Lots of good stuff on Tuesdays. It's kind of a stacked day. But yeah, that's it from me. You've been listening to WMFO, Tufts University Freeform Radio. I'm Lucy Melman. This is Naive Melodies. Hope everyone has a great rest of their day, a great rest of their week, and keeps tuning into the station. WMFO has the best stuff anywhere, in my opinion. But yeah, thank you so much for listening.